Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating what Moorhead police say is a critical incident that led to two people suffering injuries. Officers responded to an apartment complex around 8:50 p.m. Monday for a report of a disturbance. The Red River Valley SWAT team responded as the situation evolved. Sometime after that is when the critical incident occurred. Police have not given details, but two people suffered injuries. No officers were hurt. As of 4 a.m. today, law enforcement was still at the scene and police tape surrounded the apartment building. Voters head to the polls today in the primary for the special election to fill the seat of DFL Representative Melissa Hortman. Hortman and her husband, Mark, were shot and killed in their Brooklyn Park home in June. The suspect, Vance Belter, has pleaded not guilty in federal court. The general election for the solidly Democratic district is set for September 16th. Climate change could be a cause for an increase in mosquito and tick-borne diseases in Minnesota and across the Midwest. UW-Madison entomology professor Dr. Lyric Bartholomew says rising temperatures and shifting rainfalls have impacted mosquito populations.
In a situation like this year where we're experiencing record rainfall and record high temperatures, it becomes kind of a perfect storm for mosquitoes to have ample places to lay their eggs and for their immatures to develop. I think we're heading into what could be a serious West Nile virus year with a lot of cases.
Bartholomew says mosquito season is lasting longer in many parts of the country, leading to increased risk for diseases. Air quality alerts for most of the state continue today due to heavy ground-level smoke from wildfires in Canada. Now in effect until 4 p.m. tonight for southeast Minnesota and 11 p.m. Wednesday for northern Minnesota. The affected areas include the Twin Cities Metro, Brainerd, Albert Lea, Rochester, Hinckley, Winona, Mankato, Bemidji, East Grand Forks, International Falls, Two Harbors, Hibbing, Ely, Duluth, Roseau, and the tribal nations of Mille Lacs, Prairie Island, Leech Lake, White Earth, Red Lake, Grand Portage, and Fond du Lac. Officials say the smoke should disperse on Wednesday night. The latest report from the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits explores how recent economic trends are affecting the state's nonprofit sector. Vice President Kari Onnestad says on the positive side,
only 4% say that they intend on sunsetting in the next 12 months, and only 5% are saying that they are going to explore merging with a nonprofit organization.
But she says major federal spending cuts from the Trump administration have yet to be accounted for, and in no way does this mean things are going well.
Groups are having to implement hiring or salary freezes. So about a third of nonprofits are responding in that way. They're having to put an expansion on hold or eliminating staffing positions.
Onnestad says that due to this chaotic landscape, 50% of nonprofits report decreased staff morale. The Food and Drug Administration warns consumers, restaurants, and retailers to avoid eating, serving, and selling the frozen, raw, half-shell oysters from Republic of Korea due to potential norovirus contamination. This is MNN.